The latest from podnews.net. Universal Music Group have partnered with Wondery on audio stories that could later be developed into films or TV shows. The deal reportedly means that Wondery can use UMG's music catalogue in its podcasts. Now, this doesn't quite mean that Wondery can start using all the songs it likes, though. UMG owns the recordings, but typically not the publishing rights for the songs. But it's a good start. Earshot Strategies writes critically on the decision by the BBC to pull its podcasts from Google. A pop music critic for the Washington Post has posted a clickbaity article entitled, "Are Podcasts Killing Music or Just Wasting Our Time?" The article, which does contain some useful points, has been widely reviled on social media, probably doing exactly what the author wanted. If your podcast was submitted to Spotify by your podcast host, you may have looked enviously at those who have direct access to Spotify's analytics, which contain demographic details and more information. But you can now see that too. Just add your podcast and you'll be able to see your stats. You just need access to the email address in your RSS feed. Omni Studio, featured in Wired magazine this month, have written about their transcription service and the benefit of it. They also show off their transcript player. You'll find a link to that in our show notes and in our newsletter today, as well as Vox Media, who've purchased Epic magazine, and Spreaker, a podcast host, who announced a one-click publishing service for their clients and a few more tweaks. Nielsen have published a blog post about podcast advertising, noting that audiences think podcast advertising is a good fit with the content. A British record plugging service, a plugger goes out to radio stations and convinces them to play songs, has launched a new podcast plugging service, matching artists with podcasts that best meet their strategic needs. And We Edit Podcasts has written a good, no, excellent, list of top 14 podcast blogs. Thank you for including us. In our podcasts today, The Primary Ride Home is a new daily podcast from Ride Home Media, the, quotes, daily news podcast company. The podcast, hosted by Chris Higgins, is updated for 5 p.m. every day. It's the second podcast from the company. The first was Tech Meme Ride Home, a tech news podcast. And happy birthday This Week in Tech, which is 14 years old this week. Leo Laporte and the team have posted their very first episode, then called Revenge of the Screensavers, on YouTube, oddly acted out by puppets. In our correspondence section, we're still talking about the best words, subscribe or listen, or, well, Laura says, "I manage podcasts for an NPR member station and I'm thinking of changing all our language to, quotes, follow." It solves the listen one time versus listen from now on problem, but it still sounds free. And Joshua adds, "I think follow actually makes a lot of sense, more so than subscribe or listen, particularly when you realise that people subscribe or follow a lot of shows and only selectively listen to episodes that either look interesting or come from their absolute favourites." Well, we'd note that follow is language also used by Spotify, in some user interfaces at least, as well as iHeartRadio. And if you have views on anything we cover, well, it seems that we're running a letters page. Just email us updates@podnews.net. We've added magic QR codes to our podcast links pages, which when scanned open either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts automatically. They're good for business cards if you think that people know what to do with QR codes. We'll link to an example from our show notes or from our newsletter today. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.